I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That. We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
We can't, but we can give you a high five.
If you're lucky. So today on the podcast, we have designer, creative, and president of Giving You the Travel Bug.
Yes.
We have Angie Chua of Bobo Design Studio. Hi.
Hi. I've never been president of anything. So.
We nominated you. We voted for you. We elected you.
This is amazing. I feel like my political history went down the tubes at some point in my 20s. Like there's photos probably circulating around. So the fact that I can be president of something, my mom's going to be so proud.
Right? You need to go back and clean up your Twitter. I know it's forever, but hide that shit. Hide your fast feelings. So Angie, how we know of you, you are an Ulti name to know. Your adorable fashion, you had fun hair, your cute and clever personality made you stand out amongst the thousands of talented women at Alt Summit. I actually met you in passing through mutual friends, but like for a moment. Mm-hmm. And that's all the FaceTime we got. But then I went on social media and I immediately followed you and like bathed in your content.
Oh my gosh.
I was in Palm Springs. I was traveling and your feed made me go,
I want to go somewhere.
Let's go somewhere.
Right? She had her butt in a hammock and she's like, yo,
we should go somewhere. Like we should travel. You're like, you're traveling now.
You're swinging in a hammock.
And your feed is so personal and fun and welcoming. And it feels like we know you really well, especially since the pandemic. Everything you post has like kept me feeling like, oh, there is a world outside of my fish tank. Like it feels good to have that outside personality shine through. So we definitely feel like we know you really well. And as Shannon and I were talking, I was like, yeah, we've never actually hung out with her. So like, let's see how weird we can get.
She just refreshed my brain of that. Cause I was like, oh, I lumped into Alt Summit alumni as though we all had lunch together and invested time together. So like in my brain, we're already friends. So.
Oh, totally.
Right. You do social media, right? I do it like a MySpace girl who thinks her ex-boyfriend's new fiance is checking her out.
I hide shit.
I'm like, I'm not a private profile. You're only getting what I'm giving you, people.
Tablespoons at a time.
And you're like, I'm in Iceland with my husband and we're covered in clay. Here's our Airstream named Mavis. Here's all of our dogs. I'm like, I live with you now.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. I'm your sister-in-law somehow. I'm like related to your husband now.
I have people that will ask me about my mom because sometimes I post about
Oh, you
my
have
mom.
A whole mom section. I went into it. Yeah. I love her. Can I come over?
So I went to Coachella this last weekend and I was sending her pictures while I was there. Like, oh, this is what we're doing. And the woman replied back to me in a text, basically shaming me for being a prude. She's like, I've been doing research on YouTube and there's a lot of bikinis at Coachella. Why are you so overdressed?
Oh, mama.
How adorable.
So like, I'm always posting funny things. My mom is unintentionally like the funniest woman I've ever met because she has no idea she's funny.
Oh, that's the best.
Actually. That's the best. Yeah. But people will always come up to me that like I've never met. And instead of saying like, oh, I follow you, I love your stuff. How's your mom doing? That's like, who are you?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Is your mom still dancing?
That's how you know that they're real, though, is they bring up a throwback mom question.
Yeah. They're like, she didn't know how to text. Did you get that figured out for her? I'm like, she's crazy.
Walk away, stranger. And I'm still like, yeah, that person followed me, but I'm going to check them out.
You're
like,
a researcher?
Yeah. No, and they have a private account. I'm like, I should just let it go. I'm like, suspicious about it. I'm not good at social media. I don't.
She came from the lurker era of MySpace, I think. So.
I have more followers.
I just put all my shit out there and I just don't care because I'm not exciting. People are like, you are alarming. And I'm like, thank you. Oh my God, thank you. You're welcome.
Well, Angie, you get weird. And yes. I think that's what really draws us to you. You seem really like uninhibited. You're organized as fuck.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, that's so nice to hear because you look
like you have it all together.
I live in just in piles. I have piles of stuff. And then I complain that I don't have room to do anything. So I just like move piles around all day. That's like 40% of my day is moving through piles of stuff.
It's my cardio.
It is. Anxiety is my cardio.
Anxiety is your cardio. Yeah.
And I'm always recruiting for other members to be a part of the Olympic team that I'm lobbying for. It's like I should have a 6-pack abs from all the anxiety that I have, but I don't. But no, I am far from organized. And that looks awesome if it appears that way.
It does.
No.
Okay. Here's where I mean organized. As a disorganized person full of ideas, it looks like you were organized enough to make the ideas into a reality and then also put them in a shop and stock them and like be in charge of that.
That like looked like you started it from start to finish and it was cohesive.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice cut and paste of reels that makes us all look really good if we manage to do it right.
The person that goes, I'm going to draw one of my followers every day while I have my coffee. And I've done this for like 48 days. I'm like, yo, so you wake up and like before you even drank your coffee, like you have motivation, like you're down. Wow. Like that's, what's that like? I don't want to.
I don't understand those people.
Maybe they have OCD, guys. Maybe this is a different, maybe their mental health is different.
Yeah.
Well, I have ADHD, so.
We're undiagnosed on that team too.
The piles.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had a pretty late diagnosis in my early 30s. And like up until then, I just thought I was dumb. And then I had a doctor tell me like, oh, like these are actual things and actual problems. And it totally changed everything. Like my entire life was explained.
Peeling apart that onion right now where I'm like, I think I need to dip a toe into some pretty good diagnosis.
Yeah. I'm wrapping the onion in foil and I'm hiding it in the back of the fridge.
You're frying yours. Like, yours is a blooming onion. You're going to eat it. It's a blooming onion. Cool, cool, cool. Like I thought when you leave a room to complete a task where you pick up a sock and you're like, oh, this goes in here. And then you go in there and you're like, oh, this is also in disarray. And then you're like, oh, but I found something goes in here. I should brush my hair in a minute. Look at all these things I did.
I have a thing where I develop this overwhelming need to complete a very complex project that should take 6 days for a normal person, but to do it 15 minutes before I have to go to an event. It just seems like the right time to really dig in and bust out the saw and find wood to build this thing that literally I will never use. That's my big squirrel.
Right? And then either it has to work out or fuck it.
Yeah. That saw and all the wood will just stay in the living room for like 7 weeks.
You're like, I'm going to fix it someday. I'm going to make it work somehow. I just haven't figured it out.
Exactly.
If I fuck it up and I have to go to the event, I'm going to let everyone know what should have been here and what I was doing this morning and that I fucked it up. Like, you don't have to tell anyone. I tell everyone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I made this thing. It just didn't work out. But like, it would have been cool. And they're like, why are you
Bonnie does that when people are complimenting her on a thing she did. She'll discount the fuck out of it, even though nobody knew what didn't come to
fruition. I was like, I ran out of gold leaf. And they're like, oh, there's gold leaf on this. No, I told you I ran out.
Right.
Like, why?
They're missing. They don't know a component's missing. And Bonnie's like, I have such imposter syndrome. This is not the end result I was going for. I can't just stand next to it and be happy with your.
That's like the opposite of it has pockets energy, you know? And someone's like, oh, I like your dress. You're like, oh, it has pockets. Like you just volunteer that information.
Please,
I feel like that's the same thing. Like, oh, I really like your hair. Oh, well, I'm balding because I pulled this hair flat this morning.
Come over. Like, cool. Go fuck yourself. So how are you feeling after you got COVID?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
COVID then Coachella. That's like fucking. Puke and rally, girl.
I had the least COVID-y COVID experience. I'm super lucky.
Oh, good.
The Asian in me loves free stuff. So when I heard that there was a vaccine for free and a booster, I was like, yes, I'm going to go and do that. Nice. So I feel like I got super lucky. I didn't really actually get sick at all. I was kind of just down for the count for maybe like 1 or 2 days. And then I was just using the rest of the time to rest.
You're like, I'm going
to
bubble myself because this is socially responsible. Good for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Then I basically became Wolverine because I was in this sweet spot where I'm negative, can't infect anyone, and I can't get reinfected because it's too soon. So you are in the presence of an immortal at this very moment.
For maybe the next golden god. That's cool. That's when you Coachella'd?
That, so I Coachella'd as a Wolverine. And it was
I just
amazing.
Got goosebumps again. Okay, so that was like the most fuck you to COVID. You're like, I'm going to go to fucking Coachella.
The stars aligned.
Wow. But I probably have an STD now, so 100%.
Air transmitted.
How did you get an STD through all of your layers of clothing? Your mom would be so disappointed.
I know. I know. My husband looked like a gardener or landscaper, and I look like I was literally wearing hiking clothes the first day.
Nice.
And I could not have been more comfortable. I definitely felt for the young ladies. Yeah. You know, the ladies and the gentlemen, all of them and everyone in between looked amazing. But, you know, when that wind kicks up, that desert wind.
That is no joke.
It's no joke. And there's a lot of cooters out there with denim thongs, and I just felt bad for them.
Oh, that's cowboy chafing.
That's
not
okay. A
lot. That is.
There's so many things I see on there where I'm like, this fashion's really great, but like, what kind of sunburn are you working with now?
Oh my God.
I would be like gauzy desert chic. I would look like somebody's lost Alzheimer's art teacher out there. That's the vibe I'd be rocking. Yeah. Like, give me linen head to toe and a big hat and I'll just talk to you about your future. I'll just eat mushrooms and wander around looking like somebody's Diane Keaton aunt out there.
And I just want to bring back the emo warp tour bond.
Oh yeah.
That cut up the fucking side off the top so it was off one shoulder,
right?
And I had like three different bra straps happening, it was all different colors,
sunburned
the shit out of myself in every which way. I had like strappy straps. I don't even understand what's happening, but I want to bring back that vibe. So I look like the girl at Coachella that they're like, she's vintage, don't fuck with
she
me.
Came here in a time machine and her belts are not for function.
No, she might pierce her nipples later though,
and her belt is weighing her skirt down.
Yes, the chain wallet
is
definitely gonna mess with you if you mess with me.
Yeah,
I get it.
I don't want denim skirts to come back though in the way that I wore them, which is like I was very tall but I didn't want to be slutty, so I got like the mid thigh length.
Oh,
and then my shirts hit my white belt, you know, like they weren't cropped, but they hit right at the white belt. So it looked like just like hanging from my body.
But that was
straight,
the vibe.
Straight down.
Right.
Was just like too much denim.
Boxy look. Yeah.
I was really jealous of the girls who could rock the denim pencil skirt kind of look. Cause I don't know what it's up with my body, but like my midsection is like real fluffy, like at the top. So if I wear something high waisted, it looks like I have two rows of boobs. And when I would wear the pencil skirt, it would just look like I was baking bread. Like, I don't know what it is. It's so unfortunate. And so I really have mad respect for women who could wear denim pencil skirts.
But can you wear a belt in the middle and look like you have a figure?
I can wear a belt in the middle and then you not know there's a belt in the middle.
My figure, my actual figure, like cuts in and goes out very like Mad Men, but then it looks like I stole a fanny pack full of shit and I'm hiding it under my pants. So I was like, just right there, I have a special little secret pouch that's holding my energy for winter.
See, I look like I'm smuggling two fine hams in my back pocket.
Yeah, and it makes people hungry for Easter dinner.
I'm definitely hungry because I have the exact opposite. Like there's apple bottoms, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm more like library books. And my butt just kind of seamlessly ends in the back of my thigh. It's and then for a while, like in the late 2000s, like they started making jeans that were like accommodating women's bodies better.
Yeah.
And it just looked like I had a dump in my pants all the time because there was just all this extra fabric. So
I need to work on my butt. I have like the ankles and legs of like a regular girl. I have a plus size midsection. I have like broad shoulders, but they're rounded. So it's like, you don't show them off. They're not anything. They're not painting a portrait.
You're describing Frankenstein
but
right
it's,
now.
The this butt not- thing drives me crazy because I have two like square giant like the sheets of marshmallow that you could get. I have two sheets of sheets. Yeah, like a square marshmallow. I have like square marshmallows, but they're holding a tiny crab apple down at the bottom. Like that's where all the muscles in my butt are. Like just at the very like inside bottom is where I have like if I flex my butt muscle, it looks like what's she got in there? What's she holding?
Oh my God.
What are those marshmallows trying to push?
Dude, I'm serious.
Bodies like, are gross and cool.
Right around that little bubble of 40, like we're in that little cushion where like bodies get so weird.
They're just fucking.
We're just parsed together of like memories and habits. It's not, it's just it's a bunch of problems.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
us have, and we all covet each other's good points, and then we all have our own individual.
I think that's
sadnesses.
Why Alt Summit is so cool.
Oh,
because
definitely.
It's like all different types of women, but
so
they're
many.
All just like
rocking
bringing
it.
Their A game of what works for them now.
That's actually
and it's
very
like
true.
Lime green, wide pinstripes on a caftan and a sun hat.
I do
and then
love
somebody
that.
Walks by and she's like, "Oh, I didn't realize you could wear all lavender." Like she has all lavender everything.
That's true in all the different
like,
prints.
Yes,
I'm so into that.
I just, you could be whatever weirdo you want. And you're like, yeah, I'm wearing high-waisted wide leg trousers yeah. with like a wedge and then like a teeny tiny sparkle tube top.
Yeah.
Because why not? It's
but
the Coachella
like,
of
that's
crafters.
The thing I have. Oh my God, you're so right. That's the thing I have inside my heart. I want chartreuse bold patterns and gold slides. But like in real life up here in the Pacific Northwest, you freak if you're wearing that out in public. And it is not seasonally
embrace
appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm comfortable with myself, but... I'm now in a new town. Like I was in the Bay Area before. Now I'm in Palm Springs and constantly.
Oh my God,
like
you're at our Mecca.
Yes, I live here now.
You have a new shop.
Fucking
yes.
A. I love it.
Yes, I have a stationery store. Yes. The whole thing is just a cover for my own stationery addiction.
It's a front.
Yeah, every time a new delivery comes, like the husband's like, "Dear God, please tell me it's for the store and it's not for you." And I'm just like, I don't like this negative energy.
This is how divorces happen. Stop.
Exactly. I'm definitely finding that I'm always underdressed now just because everyone here is so fabulous.
It is so fabulous. I do love it.
I'm having to step it up.
You have a stationery store, which is like my childhood shopping memories. All my friends wanted to go to the candy store.
Yeah.
And there's this
and
store
like, can
called,
we go small paper?
This store was called Papers. Mm-hmm. And it was a stationery store. And it also had like Hello Kitty stickers and crazy cool stickers and shit. Oh my God, the smell of that place.
Nostalgia or puns put into something that I will use.
Absolutely.
Or I will hide away because this notepad is like too good to write notes on.
That's me.
Yeah, I keep them forever. And I will buy so much paper, but mm-hmm. I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like if I touch it,
we
if I try,
paper.
I'm going to fuck it up. So I'm just going to hang on to it until I know I won't fuck it up.
Here's what I will say is the people who made those things want you to use them. You're doing
oh,
a
we're letting them down. Ooh, that's what
don't
we
use.
I made a notepad I'd really want people to like use, especially if it had like a dope purpose.
Yeah. Like the parking ticket notepads.
The parking
I
ticket notepads are great.
They're my favorite.
Like that was the funny things, the knock knock. Oh, brand yes. made all those like cheeky things back yeah. in the day and I was like these are
I use
exactly
them
what
still
I
give people shitty parking tickets at Safeway
yeah there's literally a box on it that just says like
you're an asshole
and yep. then like because and it says you have a Hummer is like the last yes. option you drive a Hummer and I was like
it's the best
God, they thought of everything
yeah.
Oh. So stationery stores are beautiful and magical and you have the greatest line of things. This is why I say you're organized in your brain because it's like cohesive. It coordinates with each other. So, mm-hmm. oh, her washi tape, the set is limited. And then you came out with stamp looking stickers. And I was like, I just need stamp stickers, but will it confuse my postman? I don't care. I want to. He's kind of a jerk.
Control.
It's a problem.
I love.
You're just so amazing at having all of these beautiful things that pop up all the time. When I saw you at a shop, I was like, oh my God, I just want to go to a stationery store. And it's in Palm Springs. So
that's
when
happening.
Alt Summit comes back,
yes.
like, are you going to have like a party in your store? Are you going to have a meetup that's like a walkabout where like the last place is your store? Like, what are you
yeah.
doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. My store, like I think most good stationery stores, they're really small and they're just tucked with treasures, which is kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
But if we had more than like five people in there, it would be COVID prom. So nice. That'll be tough.
Sidewalk party.
Yeah. We have a really beautiful building and there's an amazing rooftop view right in downtown. So oh. I definitely want to host something.
I will help you supply the wine if you want.
Hey. No.
Okay.
Well, Angie, we would love to pick your brain about nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Little Angie Bubba.
Oh. I don't know why I said it like that, but I like it.
It's cute, and we just started her on her own OPB kid show. I'm sweating it. We do send our guests the little survey, and it's usually just for us and for fun. But when breached with the question of the first movie you owned, your answer was just too relatable. So I have to bring it up. We've touched base on the Columbia CD signups on previous episodes, but you dig into your first debt being $1 VHS tapes.
That's how I got suckered in.
Yes. But you listed Tommy Boy and Cool Runnings, which are two of my all-time greats.
They are. They have
been raised
forever.
Us. We watched them on a loop. My dad loved them. Mm-hmm. So it was like, if it was dad approved, we would just watch them over and over again.
Oh my God.
I need to know, did you learn your lesson from this deal that wasn't a deal? Or did you also sign up for CDs without blinking an eye?
Oh, this was the start of my bad credit. this was my intro. And having ADHD as an adult now, knowing that people with ADHD are terrible with money, it just all was on brand from the get-go. No, I definitely partook in many more, but you mentioned Can't Hardly Wait, one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. That was a future purchase. Mm-hmm. There was, like Red Dawn. Weird movies that I never watched, but I was like,
you just check the boxes on it though, because it's based on what's available. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, for fuck yeah, I want Red Dawn. Why not?
The later ones I know that I got, like, this is long after I've already started getting collection notices, like the whole series of Adam Sandler movies, because mm-hmm. I was in high school and those were like all the rage.
It's like all the Happy Madison production.
Yeah, Waterboy.
I was obsessed with Little Nicky. I saw it in the theater several times. It's still one of my favorite movies. This is a battle of heaven and hell, and Reese Witherspoon was an angel like that. Ugh.
I mean, that just
the whole
true.
Thing.
Yeah. Oh my!
My
God.
CD from the VHS progression mm-hmm. of the childhood debt went to soundtracks. If 100%. I liked the movie. And I found out the music could come to me and I could play it over and over until the CD was dead.
Biodome and Can't Hardly Wait and
Biodome.
And Clueless. Man. Oasis. That was, I paid probably $100 in credit debt for Oasis. But yeah, I did.
Right?
Like I actually just most definitely waited for that to fall off 7 years later. So Oasis was free.
How were our parents so oblivious to us suddenly just like getting packages in the mail?
Right? Like so many CDs.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, that's for me. Your name isn't Beatrice Dubois. Stop, Bonnie.
Right?
Stop. Yeah. The internet was like not even there a thing yet. You filled out a form.
It was not a thing.
Right.
Yeah, I had to mail it in. And at the time, you could still do things with COD, which was check on delivery.
Oh, that's right. And you're like,
bill me later is my bill me later. Favorite box. Yeah.
Bill, yeah, you're like 12 years old. You're like, my accounts payables will handle it.
Real talk, they wonder why this generation has heavy trust mm-hmm. issues because yeah. we were scamming the promise we're going to do it later method of anything.
Yeah. Tell me more about how you like to purchase from Columbia House now.
So good.
So the power we wielded to take down an entire conglomerate. Oh,
that's a full podcast we need to launch. How much bankruptcy?
So much bankruptcy.
Yeah. I also lurked the questionnaire. We talked about vacations on there. What do you think is the most lackluster and or disappointing childhood vacation spot? And then also, what would you consider the worst vacation now as an adult?
Ooh.
I traveled a lot when I was young for two reasons. One, my parents really made us like into tennis stars. They wanted my brother and I to play tennis. So our weekends were spent traveling for different tennis tournaments, which is not fun to go against your will when you want to just, play with dolls or like throw dirt in someone's drink. That's like my idea of a good time when you're young.
I like that.
And then the other thing we would travel for is my parents loved to gamble.
Nice.
This is the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we would go to like Tahoe or Vegas. And they would just leave my brother and I with a bucket of quarters in an arcade for like 7 hours. They're like, just
that's
don't blow
a
through
dream.
This all.
Both of those. As an adult, I like the gambling for me and I like the gambling for you as a kid. That sounds great.
It's just like the thought of a child being left alone for 15 minutes at a grocery store, mm-hmm. like two aisles away from their parents. It's like so different than how, you know, mm-hmm. we were raised. So I am almost a little bit scared to say that out loud because like CPS is going to come for my mom and I'm 41 years old.
It was such a different era. It was totally different.
Like, how are we all alive?
Exactly. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
We are the strongest people because literally no one was watching us. I say it all the time.
Oh, latchkey parents were a thing.
Back in the day, CPS would be like, oh, God, I'm taking the phone off the hook. These children are not abused. They have the luxury of the outdoors. Oh my gosh. This is making me nostalgic to travel, which is exactly what we knew was going to happen with speaking with you.
President,
which is hilarious.
Of the travel bug.
President. What was your worst childhood vacation?
Gosh, there's so many bad ones.
Because the arcade sounds like the best. Unsupervised quarters.
Yeah, those weren't bad. And the tennis trips weren't really vacations.
That's true. That's a work trip as a child.
Yeah, like imagine being in, you know, it's 1987, no entertainment. My parents are not the kind of people that would be like, go pick a magazine from the drugstore for the car ride. No, that was not a thing.
We don't have money for a magazine.
There's no kid box of activities for the drive. Mm-hmm. No, you're just sitting on hot leather seats with no seatbelt, faced backwards in a station wagon where everything is metal and like 3,000 degrees.
Hot. Yeah.
And you're just going to sit in a car so that, you know, dad can go look at some mountains in the Oregon dunes. Like we have a lot of those and it's like, you know,
you went from one hot place to another hot place in a state that has very few hot places.
And we don't like really have AC here because we're not used to hot.
Right.
So it's kind of like a trick.
That's we did a lot of real, real awful trips like that. Yeah. Like I think I wrote in my thing, my first vacations, I remember is going to see Spruce Goose. Mm-hmm. Like what 6-year-old wants to go and see a wooden military plane? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's basically like, I think my childhood died actually that day and I just became an adult. Oh. So.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Part of my most fond child memories of being in school was motherfucking recess.
Oh, of course.
If you could go back in time, Tennis Star, and own one playground game like a master champion.
Boom.
Yes. Yeah,
100%.
We'd be right there with you.
I kicked some ass. I took names. I took lunch money.
Nice.
Nobody messed with me.
Fuck yes.
You were like feisty. Did you like challenge people?
I was borderline bully status on the tetherball court.
You have to be. If you own a blacktop game like that, you have to walk around like wiping your nose and like spitting to the side and being like, who's next?
Yeah. I saw the line like build up. I'm like, someone hold my neck gear because it's about to go down. Just sit there, unhook that bad boy. I'd roll up my sleeves. I'd tie my hair back.
That's how they know you're serious.
That's
how your hair in a ponytail and you're like, and what?
Yep. Took my little hair clips out and put them in my pocket. Tighten the Velcro on the shoes.
You're so much more focused than me. I would just like show up, hurt myself, and walk away with my Kool-Aid mustache and be like, that was really fun. But like, I'm good at it, I think.
We were giants though, so I think we had it easier where all you had to do is stick your hand up and it just wraps around your wrist and you're like, suck it. Yeah, or you just like jump up and hammer fist that thing and there's just not a fucking prayer they could reach it.
Yeah, no, I had a very good technique of low to high. Nice. And it got them every time.
Because they're jumping, they're trying to get it and you're like, nah, I got this flow.
And I would just look at the yard duty and I'm like, are you taking notes with your clipboard?
She's slamming it on the way by, eye locked with a recess coordinator. She's just like, you seeing this? I'm a fucking champion.
This is why the ball's kind of deflated when we return it. I think tetherball is so cool because it's one of those games where like, if you're playing it by yourself, you're not lonely and stupid. You're practicing.
Cool. Oh yeah.
You're becoming an elite master. You can still, you can just hit that until somebody comes up and goes, are you playing with anyone? And you're like, you came up.
You want some of
you
this?
You walked up to this. Like it's that vibe.
Training.
It's training. I feel like kids these days could take tetherball to extreme measures. Mm. There's some like pole work involved.
Oh.
They've just got crazy skills and like dance moves with it.
One of our little brothers tried to swing around on a tetherball and I gave him so much shit. I think it was the littlest one. We went to a playground, we were fucking around, probably supposed to be watching them and wasn't. And then I look around and I'm like, oh, he's coming in like a wrecking ball and that motherfucking tetherball. And I was like, what? It's sacrilege. Get off.
That rope is made of something else, that tetherball rope.
That is very true.
I've done many a wrecking ball ride.
Right? It's a rite of passage, but...
I have sat on a banana board and snapped that in half, but nice. Tetherball's never done me wrong.
That was a magical beast there. Nostalgic question number two for me. I've been thinking a lot about candy and treats lately. What was your favorite childhood candy or treat?
Well, I was very well known in my neighborhood for stealing money out of my mom's purse and chasing down the ice cream man because I was one of the faster kids.
Nice.
So my go-tos were lemon heads from the ice cream man, which came in that little box.
Yes.
So good.
I also loved Big League Chew.
Oh my God, yes.
My favorite. Which the fact that it's even considered just like a candy is just bonkers to me. Mm-hmm. It was Fun Dip.
Yes.
Which was basically like crack. Kool-Aid powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you dip on I'm a sugar drooling. Stick. So you suck the sugar stick and then you dip it in the sugar powder mm-hmm. and then you just eat that. And then you wonder why your kids are freaking right? out of control.
And it's like an accordion wallet. So you feel like
there were so many
you could
flavors.
Open all of them and try, or you could open like one at a time.
But you only got two sticks and two there sticks was three pouches. I was always irate mm-hmm. about that because I'm like, you're making me choose.
Fun Dip was so good.
I used to get a Sprite and Fun Dip and then dump the Fun Dip in the Sprite. What a terrible, delicious idea. Because that's what you do with the pouch.
Terrible, delicious.
The last pouch that doesn't have a stick.
That's all they are now. Is
wait, they have them still?
There's Fun Dip everywhere.
Yes.
What?
But if you go get a freestyle drink from like Wendy's anywhere that has the freestyle machines, you can get Sprite with like any fucking flavor in it. And that's what it tastes like.
That's who created it is wackos like me that were like, what are we going to do with the rest of this Fun Dip? Except your soda.
We got taller and we stopped seeing that bottom dusty row. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. Because you're talking about that little thing, the lemon heads. They also had like the grape heads and the cherry heads.
Yes.
And the most underqualified candy that I was forced to eat, but then later in my life I was like, oh, where are they at? They just do they still have Boston baked beans?
Oh gross.
Oh my gosh.
why are you 95 in your soul?
And she gets the strawberries.
I like the strawberries, the little wrappy ones. I thought about getting a tattoo of that, the little candy strawberry,
the little strawberry pouch.
Yeah, I think that's like the perfect nostalgic nod.
Can we all get nostalgic candy tattoos in Palm Springs for no reason?
Yes. What I love about those strawberry candies is like, are these gummy or are they hard? I can't tell.
Are these old or are they good?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
It's an unknown. I think that even the factory is like, Find out.
What's the recipe? Maybe the same.
You know what I know.
Yes.
Product consistency is not important.
No. We say that our internal cravings don't match our white outsides half the time. Yes. Because I want those little tiny melon.
Oh, fucking, the Japanese candies.
The honeydew melon candies.
I went to Tokyo and it ruined my life on candy because it's so much better there.
Oh, yeah.
Everything muscat grape flavored.
I'm like, or melon. I want dim sum everything.
Yep.
Wrap me up like a dumpling when I'm dead. Like, and steam my body. Like,
just sprinkled with MSG. I'm starving now. Thanks.
This is what we do. We talk far longer than we planned, and then we talk about food, and then we're like, our food's here. Do we want to play a game?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I love games.
Oh, do you?
It's so good.
We do this or that. And so we're going to give you two choices and you choose your choice, follow your heart.
Got it.
Angie, are you ready?
Yes. I've never been more ready for anything.
Desert or ocean?
Mm. Ocean.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Coffee. Who? No.
How dare you? Instax. Or classic Polaroid?
Instax.
Oh, good one. Swimming pool or sunbathing?
I don't know how to swim, so which really contradicts my ocean.
Wading pool or sunbathing?
I mean, do I have a cocktail?
Yes.
In either scenario, yes.
Definitely don't want to drown, so the one outside of the pool.
Perfect.
Dry land, she said. Washi tape or stickers?
I'd like to phone a friend. This one's too hard.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh. We actually have your mom on the line. Let's check in.
she wants to know what you're wearing.
She's like, why are you so overdressed?
I'm doing a podcast and I'm only in a bikini top. You're welcome.
Good for you.
Actually, it would be hilarious as if she really was on the line and I had asked her washi or sticky. She would just say like, who buys these things? She still does not understand what I do to this day. And every time she'll ask like, how's the business going? I'm like, oh, it's doing great. We had our best month. She's like, people buy that stuff? Like,
thanks, mom.
She just means it in the, like, the kindest way possible. Like, she just has no idea.
It's such a mom thing to do.
She said, oh, I'll come and help at your store. I'm like, you know I want to make money, right? Like, you can't tell people, why you buy this? And, like, ring people up. Like, that's not how this works. It's not what running a business is.
And you want this?
There's a coffee shop across the street. Go get a coffee. Very good. Biscuits. Very good.
Go buy real stamps.
I love to go buy real stamps.
You know you can't use these on your package.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love your mom.
Either way, it doesn't matter because mom would not approve. So.
Okay, nice. So you're not allowed to have either.
Okay. I'm not going to have either. Exactly. Okay. Just exactly.
Okay. Podcast or music station?
Podcast.
Are you talking about the fucking radio?
Yeah, are we talking about like AM, FM, or are we talking like I got Spotify?
I got a playlist.
I just didn't want to name Spotify or Apple.
I love podcasts because I don't read good.
I don't read good. They tell me story with my ear.
I listen in my ear holes while my ADHD make me do stuff halfway.
Basically. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've told someone, like, well, I read this book. No, did not read. I heard it on an audiobook or I listened to an article.
Dang. Telling me my
That's
life.
That's reading.
Plane or train?
Oh. I kind of like the idea of a train.
I think that's the answer that we get anytime I throw train in. People go, the concept sounds novel.
Haven't
and,
done
and
it.
Then everyone does that like picturesque, like what it could be in a movie thing. Mm-hmm. And then my brain replays that Sex and the City episode where Carrie has the pimple and Sam can't get laid. And they're just like, we fucking hate the train. And it takes a really long time, but it depends on where you're really going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like talking about like, you know, the metro. Yeah. We're talking like, you know, the Orient Express through the Alps. Yes.
It's like our daydream. My husband and I, we are not well to do. We have not saved for our future. We're, you know, we're just living like regular people. But for some reason, he's like, this is my retirement idea. And I was like, where's the plan? Give me the plan.
You just want to live by the rails
They are like luxurious. There's like,
oh, there's a whole TikTok series of people who are traveling on them. And it looks really exciting.
Okay.
Because right now, like, a plane is super easy, but like 25% of those people are assholes.
Yeah. So. Valid point. Like, the artist in my mind, the artist I wish I could be, was the bitch that could like set aside the mental capacity to go sit in the viewing car.
Oh, yeah.
And have like a really nice latte.
Oh, while you're watercoloring
and
or some
watercolor
shit.
Watercolor. Yes.
How picturesque. You got your little easel.
Yeah, just a teeny tiny little, and people walk by and go, oh, and I look at them like, yes, I'm an artist, but don't bother.
I'm just painting this vineyard from memory from when we passed this
old thing.
This lavender field. Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, but then you immediately just start discounting and how shitty it is and all the things you wanted to do with it.
That's the reality.
Your latte is cold because you waited to take pictures of it.
I like eavesdropping on other people's conversations while simultaneously texting someone else who's not there with me about all the tea that I'm
like
hearing.
I like that too.
That's very Shannon.
And I'll put my earbuds in and then not be listening to anything, and I'll eavesdrop on people's business meetings.
It's basically like a sport to me.
I
like
to feel like a spy. I feel like I'm like on a mission to listen to their clandestine business operation.
But now take it to the Orient Express where it's everything's crushed velvet and mahogany. And now it's like Clue.
Looping it back to, this is supposed to be my grand finale, but we went on a train in our mind. So dressing up wiener dogs or no?
Ooh.
Right?
Why would you not?
I was going to be so disappointed if that fell flat and you were like, ew, dogs in costume, you're a monster? Thank God.
Why would you not?
Exactly. They're wiener dogs.
I mean, the people who don't dress up their dogs, like, those are the real animal abusers.
Those dogs want to be dressed up.
Those dogs want to be treated like people. Come on.
It's their destiny to be in costume.
Yes, yes. My two wiener dogs, one of them is like a sea otter. She's huge and she just nips out all day long. Like, she's got the best bangs in the business. She's just always laying on her back, you know, showing off her thigh gap.
Nice.
So unfair.
My girl.
And then my other little wiener dog, he's real tiny, but man, he looks cute in a little knitted sweater.
Oh,
so
a little doggy vest. Not. Oh my God. Oh, I love it so much. Or a bow tie.
Doggy vest.
Fuck yeah.
Cute.
One of the things that I absolutely love about Palm Springs is how like dog friendly it is. And then you also have to consider like a vast majority of the demographic that are here are like older gay men. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of child free, you know, little families. And 98% of the strollers that you see in town don't have children in them. Yeah. They're dogs.
It's so cute.
And they are full dressed up. We have a restaurant here called Booze Hounds. It's like kind of this really cute mid-century modern restaurant, but it's like four people to bring their dogs to.
Oh my God.
So I was there eating and there was this whole group. Everyone was dressed up, hats, everything. This guy brings this cake, this waiter, everyone's singing happy birthday. And it wasn't until he put the cake on the ground that I realized that this very elaborate party was for this dog. I was like, I found my people.
This is so Palm Springs.
It's so Palm Springs.
God, living the life, man.
That's my
fucking That's favorite. Fun. I accidentally just sung happy birthday to a dog. And had I known it was for a dog, I probably would have sung louder.
Better. Yeah.
I probably would have clapped more.
Yeah.
And ended with a yay.
Good boy.
Who's the goodest boy?
Who's the good boy? Oh my God. Accurate. Fully accurate.
We are going to jump into my favorite part of the show, which is compliments.
Yes, please.
Oh no, 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 no. Yeah.
Welcome to hell.
I hate compliments.
You're gonna love it. You are gonna love it. I'm gonna go first.
Do
if
it.
You don't mind, Shannon.
Yeah. I'll bring up the rear.
It'll you bring fine. It up the rear. All right, Angie, thank you so much for being a guest today. You are so creative and fun. Your personality shines through everything you make. And I think you're a little bit of a genius from creating the Wanderlust travel passport to designing gorgeous details to add to it and inspire. You are getting into the minds of strangers and helping them open their eyes to a new way of like capturing their journeys. And I think it's so cool in the psychology of it. I don't know if you realize how many people that you affect in a really positive way just by creating these things because you liked it. You want it. You're like, this should be better. I'm going to make this. And you did it because that is the cool way that your brain functions. But other people out there are finding it and clicking with it and doing inspiring things for themselves that they may have never touched on before. And to you, you're like, oh, look, it's so simple. You just do like this and I made it really easy and here's a this and here's a that. And they're like, well, I never even thought of doing that. And now they have super cool journals. It's modern, but it's analog. And I picture people milling over their keepsakes in their old age, like fondly, and holding these well-worn books to their hearts.
It's no commemorative spoon, but it's close.
I need to. I should just start eating with my spoons. And
oh
then
my
I
god!
Feel like,
how dare you?
I know, right?
She's stirring her tea like sacrilege.
It's patinaed tea. No. Patina. Oh. But you are very positive. You also have murals you do with these yummy and silly and fun messages and inspiring messages. I see you as this like beautiful tsunami that's just rolling through town and leaving a trace of something more golden behind her. And I think you are just so cool and you sparkle. And I'm really privileged that we just even get to be in your orbit. We even get to know of you and see you in the wild and see your shine and follow you. And I'm just so inspired by you as a human. And I think you're very cool. And I like you a lot.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I am cringing heavily.
We can hear it, but
you're
we're not
welcome.
But we're not done. We're not
I'm
done.
I'm going to add a splash
on
that.
There's a part two. Bonnie did really just cover the basics pretty great there. But also, you are two of my favorite things put into a person.
Weird.
Yes. But also, you are talented, but so relatable and very humble with it. So you're like, look at all these things I did. It's no big deal. I'll share it with the world. You're just very chill with your talent, not in an aloof, weird hipster artist way. You're just like, this is all cool shit. There's zero pretentious shit to it. But your talent is at a level where you could be. You definitely could be a pretentious artist.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just really pumped for Alt Summit again to hang out, because while I felt like we were already friends before, in my mind, now we're actually friends.
Oh, we're definitely BFFs.
So we could actually hang out and find some fucking shuffleboard and do some fun shit. And I'm just so excited. I like you just like I thought I would. And it just makes me so happy because you're such a really awesome person.
And
can't
if you were scared before,
you
have so many mutual friends there that like they can vouch for
us. I was going to say, they can tell you
like us.
They're not going to tell you we're not crazy.
Well, I'll have to ask them for, you know, any LinkedIn recommendations and what they endorse you guys for on LinkedIn.
It's a weird endorsement. I can't wait to hear how the vetting goes, because it's going to be wild.
Yeah, it's just straight up chaos.
If I had to vet anybody, like, professionally, it would be the weirdest vet. It'd be like, what kind of noodles did they last eat? And was it prepared in which way? Like, those are the things that I care about.
Well, Angie, let us know where everyone can find everything Bobo, where to find, where to shop, where to fall in love.
Yeah. You can find me on the Strizzeets. Just, you know, slanging my stickers out the back of a van. So I'm on Instagram at Bobo Design Studio. So it's B-O-B-O, Bobo Design Studio. Or if you are a stationary fiend, you can follow me for my brick and mortar store, which is Bobo Palm Springs. I'm also on Patreon, obviously my website, bobodesignstudio.com. And if you're ever in Palm Springs, come hang out. It's a great time.
It's happening. We're here to hang out and we want stickers and hugs.
It is the best place to come and just chill, get a relaxing vibe in, come to the pool, have a cocktail.
It's a recharge.
Thank you for being wonderful. You are a very fun guest. The people are
seriously
going to fall in love with you if they haven't already.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you for your kid picture.
Oh my
you
God.
You are
so fucking cute.
Sweet baby delight. I want to pinch your cheeks. I want to pinch your cheeks so hard you give me a side eye and maybe slap my hand away. Like, I love
threaten
it.
To play tetherball.
I love it so much. Ugh. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Really just live your best life.
Wow. You get it.
I get it. I like you very much. And same. I appreciate you.
I love you and I like you too.
I love you and I like you.
Oh my cheeks.
You're so cute. My cheeks hurt really bad. Okay. This is what I needed to start
seriously
my Monday.
Agreed.
All right.
So officially, until Alt Summit, we'll see you later.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
This episode was dope.
So dope.
We hope you agree.
Yes.
Do you want to come hang out with us outside the podcast? Where can they do that, Shannon?
There's a few different places. You could find us on Instagram at No, You Are That. Don't forget the no. And you can see all kinds of sneak peeks and stories and good stuff. You can also find us on Facebook. Just simply type in You Are That and you'll either get a group or our main page. You could join both or one or whatever. We also have a TikTok. thanks to Bonnie, all the weird shit is happening on the TikTok because there are no rules.
Get
you
can ready.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. What's we may be old, but we're not dead.
We can tick and we can talk.
And that is You Are That podcast. So come find us, follow us, like us, share us, do all the weird things, and let us know what content is speaking to you on there, because it's going to be so all over the place.
Oh my God.
That if something sticks and you're like, oh my God, I need to see more Seriously. Of this weird thing. We're being very close-lipped, but it's you'll see. Like, when you know, you know.
And honestly, send us your duets of things you want us to duet. Send us weird things to blind react. We're into it. We're just going to go with the flow.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm scared. It'll be great.
We also have a web store where you Indeed. Can buy merch related to the podcast or related to just 80s and 90s nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It makes your heart happy, and that is located at
youarethatmerch.com.
It's very nice.
Indeed. And you can also support us by donating a buck or more on Patreon and getting some behind the scenes action and some other interesting bonuses. And what's our Patreon again, Bon?
Patreon.com/ you are that.
There it is.
Support us with no dull hairs by rating and reviewing anywhere you are listening to this podcast right now. Do it right now. We'll wait. Thank you.
Oh my God. Thank
that
you
was
for
good.
Doing
that was so good. You did a really great job.
It. 5 stars. Oh my God. You're so kind.
You're so sweet. We see you. We thank love you. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Like that.
They're not gonna like me there. I wear all black, and she's like, just come as an artist, and then you're already involved, and then they have to like you. And I was like,
you're like,
okay.
Daria, yes,
Daria,
yeah, in but a sea of Barbies that love beads.
I was more of a Darlene Connor kind of a gal,
nice,
but I mean, I dig Daria too.
I'm the girl that calls everyone sheep in Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes.
And the Sarah Rue.
Yeah.
Where I'm just at the party, but I'm also pissed about it.
Right.
And I have a raised pointy eyebrow.
You
I'm
are
just scaring people.
Are you making friendship bracelets? You're doing some sort of crocheting while you're at this party calling someone sheep.
But also like yelling at the jocks, but then like sniffing out the bong and being like, you guys, get your lives together. And then I hit their bong.
I feel like I'm like the weird Phoebe and Diane Keaton blend of a person just wandering around Alt Summit trying to be everybody's mom, but also feed them wine. Where I'm like, oh, now make sure you put on your sunscreen. Would you like some champagne? It's fun.
Because if you're going to drink outside, I'd much rather you drink here with me.
Absolutely. 100%. Do you need me to walk you back to your room?
I'm a cool mom.
Right. I am a cool mom. I am that. That is me.
Oh,
that's my vibe at Alt Summit.
God.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.